The Opinion Line on Cork's 96 FM.
Graham Mulhern of Be Secure Online. Graham is calling for every school child in the country to be given a laptop and taught coding and IT skills in their school. How young would you start them at this, Graham? Good morning.
Gosh, I didn't know I was being that adamant. That was a sort of a back conversation with Fergal. But now that you have me on it, you're an awful man, PJ. Jeez, what a start. Yeah, sure, why not? Isn't it time? Haven't we just agreed for the tax rates to go up on corporate tax? So we need kids and employees and people who know what they're doing. And my son just finished his leaving cert and did a big computer room in the place. And I won't name the school, but they never went into it. A brand new Apple center given by Apple. And they never once went inside it in 6 years of senior school. And that's got to stop. And why shouldn't we be educating our children properly and giving them all laptops? Sure, look, it's the, we're 2022 next year. Can you believe it, PJ? 2022.
Yeah.
And everybody's got a laptop at home, nearly. But we need everybody. We need to get rid of the digital advantage for the rich and make it a digital advantage for everybody and make it simple. And, you know, let's make sure that everyone knows how to install Windows 10 or 11 on Mam's new computer this Christmas.
Yeah.
And why not?
Yeah, because you believe that the school system is way behind the curve here.
Yeah, way behind. I've been out in Japan and Korea on business, and I was invited to see a few things, and oh my God.
Really?
You know, teaching kids Stranger Danger on Snapchat is just miles behind. But really, it all starts...
What kind of things are they learning?
PJ, work it out. They're just... There is much more emphasis on the maths and the sciences, much more. And there's absolutely no interest in Latin and Greek and all of that rubbish. But there's a much bigger, more adventurous approach to teaching maths and sciences and engineering and skills that we need and all that sort of thing. And that's what our kids need. They need to come out of school with skills that they need.
Yeah. Yeah. So looking through your blog this morning is the various things that you stand for and that you promote. Like how we've talked before about how our kids are ahead of us because they're digital natives now. They're practically born with a smartphone in their hand. They know how to work a computer before they know how to work the dishwasher, shall we say. So we need to start adapting for them. It's their world.
Well, the teaching infrastructure and the supports in every junior school in the county and in Munster and around the country could even start by. But the first thing is to arrange a program to get these kids laptops or iPads, and the cost is minimal, £1,000 per person, let's say, multiplied by the number of kids there are in the country, is a tiny number in relation to the budget of the Department of Education. It's tiny. Yeah. And then just show the kids how to use these things, how to open Word, how to use Excel. And these are skills that many kids in sixth year will leave school this year without. How to properly do use an Excel spreadsheet. Most kids leaving school this year, except maybe some of the private schools, will not know how to do that or would struggle to do it.
Mm. Yeah.
And they go to college without the skills to even look around Google and get some proper research. And now I don't mean cut and paste. And I mean just be able to get some and then word it properly and format it nicely and put it into Word and present it to college or to their first boss or to even write a proper email or to send a letter.
Yeah.
And these are simple skills. And that is basics that people should have had in the 1990s or even the 80s.
Yeah.
So we need to step up. Like you ask most kids, go ahead there, son, and install Windows 11. I got a new PC at Harvey Nicks over Christmas. Sorry, not Harvey Norman's. And I never got it. And can you download and install that for me, son, and then show me how to open it up? I'm guaranteeing you, PJ, most kids wouldn't have a clue.
Yeah. Because they open the top and it's all there. They've no idea what's inside under the bonnet. Something else that you put in your blog too, Graham, is how things that have changed during lockdown and since the pandemic started that parents need to be wary of.
Yeah, but just before that, PJ, if anybody's thinking what I just said was rocket science, it isn't.
Yeah.
Most primary schools, if they got a pallet of laptops, could do that themselves without instruction from the department, with skills they already know, by just setting a little bit of time aside in the day to teach the kids how to use that. And wouldn't it be a fantastic addition to their numeracy and literacy by the time they leave for senior school?
Mm-hmm.
And they would actually have these skills and they would be native to them. And that would be something that everybody in the school, regardless of background, had some skills in. Because, you know, as a country, stacking jobs, stacking shelves in Tesco's and Dunn's won't exist as a job. A machine will be doing that by the time first classers are going to work in the next 20 years.
Yeah.
So they need different skills.
Yeah.
Sorry, the other point. Schools need to be much more in line with what's going on in social media and teaching privacy profiles, not chasing followers, and real instruction around gaming and that sort of thing, and the addictions involved, and keeping the kids, making sure the kids have some variety in their lives.
Yeah.
Like Christmas is coming. I hate to say it, but do we want all of our children spending all of their time in Fortnite and Minecraft this winter? Do we really? What about the great outdoors? Sure, Shelburne and Shamrock Rovers, they all need footballers. So do Cork City. Man U needs the next great Cork man. Munster Rugby needs players. Where are they all going to come from? Because there's more people doing Fortnite than playing soccer.
Yeah, yeah.
So we need balance. It's not rocket science.
Yeah, yeah. The teachers, I'm sure, who might be listening to this, are saying, come here to me now. We've enough to be getting into their little heads. The curriculum and the syllabus is busy enough without having to teach them word. Can't their parents teach them that?
Yeah, right. And sure, that's the Mandy Rice Davis. They would say that anyway, wouldn't they? Unfortunately, teachers are caught in the headlights on this one. But with a little bit of planning, there is plenty of time inside. And most of the teachers in primary schools are quite young and therefore quite adaptable. And we're putting aside their remuneration. Their pay. That's another issue. But I think the teachers could, there's not a lot to be done. I think teachers could quite easily adapt. I know that they'll complain, and of course their unions will. But, you know, we were born to be adaptable.
Mm.
And your excellent speaker that you just had on farming was speaking to all of this. And we have to move, just as your farmer just now, I think his name was Stephen, was it?
Donald.
Donald, yeah. And what an unbelievable contribution he made. But just like farming needs to move, so does schooling and so do teachers need to be flexible. I know that they have their issues with the 08 agreements and all of this, but flexibility needed because the kids need it.
Yeah, and your whole business is around cybersecurity and protecting us all online. And you're saying, I think, Graham, key message of this entire conversation, that's got to start at the school desk as early as possible.
Yeah, as early as possible, because we want all of our kids to have balanced lives. They're not on their screens all day long. They're not Fortniting all day long. And they have the skills both on leaving primary school, going into secondary school, and then they have the skills doing the next two hops if they do those. Now they have to do going into secondary school. But they need the skill sets, and not just being able to swap out a Snapchat and go to Instagram, because that's not a life skill.
Yeah.
And we need to give that a little bit more consideration.
Something else that you mentioned, actually, which rings very true. I guess there are an awful lot of young first years in the colleges up and down the country now, and the first year of their degree, a huge portion of it is actually taken up learning how to log stuff in on the computer, how to format stuff in Word, and they have to learn from scratch because they didn't get it in school.
Well, we're talking to a very select part of your audience now, but absolutely. There's a huge knowledge gap there in, say, kids leaving, going into fourth, fifth, and sixth year in this country, on how to properly research and just any topic you like, go and get three sources of that, read it through, and then select the best and rewrite it and format it nicely. And make it presentable for the person reading it. Most kids going into first year college are unable to do that. And make it presentable. Now, what they can do is they can take a big slice of an article on Google or anything that they find and simply load that across into their Gmail or whatever it is, the Google Drive thingy that they have. But that's not education. That's cut and paste. And then making sure getting them to disseminate that, which means just reading it, sorting it out, rewriting it because they shouldn't just be using copy and paste, and presenting it in a way that makes sense, hits the topic laid out by the lecturer. And here's news for fifth and sixth years. Lecturers in college are not interested in babysitting you. They will not. They will simply give you the assignment and they will mark it at the end.
Yeah.
And it's a huge shock to kids leaving school, most of whom haven't got the basics or the toolkit. Or if they go down to the local, if they get a job in the local hardware store and the boss man says, would you ever go around and count all the widgets that we have in that shelf there and pop it into Excel, count it up and put a price on it and let me know what you find. A very standard, simple job. Most kids couldn't do it. In fact, I'd say 95% could not do that. That's an incredibly easy job to do.
Change needed, and coming back to where we started, that change is best affected, I suppose, Graham, by giving a child a laptop in school as once they're old enough to open it and set it up.
Yeah, and that is that's junior infants, because that's where the junior infant will arrive in school, and she will know how to use a. She will almost certainly know how to get laptop. She'll know how to open Nan's laptop and get her Netflix. So now Nan can watch what she wants to watch. So let's turn that into a useful skill that all of society can benefit from, especially the school and especially the student. Even and let's start at junior infants. And in a small country like ours, which is relatively well off, despite the financial crisis and everything else, £1,000 for what, PJ, is it 60,000 kids a year go into school?
Well, here's the thing, Graham, €1,000, like I guarantee you, and you know this better than I do, if you go to a provider, a given provider, and say, we want however many thousand laptops put into the hands of primary school children every year, you'll get a savage discount.
Savage. And Dell, Google, Apple, and IBM, and everyone will bite your hand off to get that deal.
All right. Listen, Graham, we'll talk again. Interesting conversation. Graham O'Hearn from Be Secure Online. The way we teach our children computers needs to change.
Cork's 96 FM.